again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting, a podcast that doesn't have anything to do with sex. It's about community podcasting. And the bits for these shows are delivered to you via IP House in Minneapolis. And this is another in the Katrina series, third in the series at least. I may have a couple more in me, but this is the trio for this batch anyway. This is the punchline one. This is the one that talks about how podcasters as individuals can help with the Katrina recovery effort. I've just got some ideas. Again, if you've got ideas, I'd love to hear them, and maybe we'll do another couple of shows about this, but here are some of my ideas. One of the things that podcasters are doing already, and I think it's a great thing, is reminding people to donate to the relief agencies. Lots of public service announcements out there. I think that's a great idea. But, you know, I'm a hands-on guy. What about hands-on stuff? What are things that we could do as individuals to help? And in the first show of this series, I tried to get in the head of sort of what would a relief worker type person maybe want to be consuming in terms of podcasts, is either as they're going to the Gulf to help with the recovery effort or once they're there. Those folks are going to have a lot of empty hours that we podcasters could fill up with stuff that's probably highly relevant, and which is way too narrow and too, in a lot of cases, too far away from them to go on the radio. And then in the second show, I explored sort of the goals that podcasting could fulfill. And in the four things that I'm always looking for is how can podcasts make people more nimble and better coordinated? How can they make the dollars go further? How can they improve the quality, reduce errors, waste, all that kind of stuff, and finally get more resources for the recovery effort? So you might want to listen to those two shows if you're interested in either of those things. But in this show, I just wanted to rattle off a few examples of what you could do. This means you. If you're a podcaster, this means you. One thing you could do, for example, is you could head over to your church and help them put together a daily or a weekly podcast for people in the congregation who are on the Gulf Coast working, or, you know, in the Gulf War, for that matter, or anywhere else far away from home. I would think if I was far away and lonely, I'd really like to hear from the folks in my church about what's going on, and I could probably listen to that every day, new stuff, so don't stop at a week if you feel like going whole hog. Another thing you could do is you could head over to your local university and put podcasts together for them that might be useful background information for a relief worker. That could, you know, it could range from tips and tools of what to expect in a recovery effort to super local history. If you knew that somebody was working in the French Quarter in New Orleans, you could do a little French Quarter history that people could listen to while they're working there and give them some context on what the place that they're working in is really like. All kinds of super narrow stuff like that that you could get teamed up with somebody at your local university to produce. Another, I think, really important thing that you could do is you could get with the families of the people who are down there and help those families put family podcasts together. That was one of the things that I was speculating about in the first show, is that if I was down there, I'd love to hear from the family, even once a day again, you know, 10, 20-minute podcast about what's going on. I think that would be pretty neat. Another thing you could do is you could team up with some of the project leaders that are down there in the recovery area and do Skype interviews with them that would let them, you know, you could essentially be their podcast publisher and let you do all the hard work and let them do the talking of podcasts aimed at their team members or their bosses. Those could be daily status reports or, you know, tips and techniques or late-breaking news to keep people on the same page. And those folks are going to be way too busy to do anything except talk to you on the phone for 5 or 10 minutes a day. But then you could take that stuff and roll it into a podcast and put it up on a feed for them, and they could turn all their folks onto the feed and distribute that stuff. I would think that would be a huge help for a project leader or a project team member. You could do the same sort of thing for a relief agency that's trying to put together training materials for volunteers who are heading into the area. You know, if it's the Red Cross, you could put together podcasts that the volunteers could listen to on their way down. This list goes on and on, as you can tell. This is just to get your thinking started. Another thing you could do is, since resources are tight, you could volunteer to host some podcasts for people in agencies that couldn't otherwise afford to do this stuff. I mean, there is a bandwidth cost associated with doing podcasts, and you could, you know, that could be the form that your donation takes. Figure out a way to make this so that you could pay for the bandwidth and it would be a tax write-off and, you know, everybody gets a little something out of it. That'd be another neat thing for a podcaster to do, I would think. And then finally, in my little list here, I thought, well, you could do a kind of a fundraiser thing. You could do a podcast-a-thon that's aimed at your constituency, whatever that happens to be, and actually raise money for the relief effort or help someone, you know, adopt an agency and raise money for them. Anyway, I think there are lots of things that we podcasters can do as individuals. This is just a little sampler. My brain keeps going, but I'm running out of time. I think a key thing to remember about all this is that recovery efforts always have an edge. There's always a place that's right at the edge of the recovery area where people stage resources and people, and then you go into the recovery area and you do stuff, and then you come back out to the edge. And I think podcasting makes that edge a lot wider. It doesn't have to be 10 or 50 miles is the edge now. You know, you could put the edge right up here in Wisconsin if you wanted to. And so in addition to just, you know, writing a check or hitting PayPal, start thinking about stuff you could do. And, you know, expand on my list. Tell me about what you're doing. I'm always interested in that. You can pop onto the site and leave a comment or email me at mike@haven.com. That would be great. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire. So I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. You can join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next one.